We're getting more weapons in the fight against COVID-19. Pfizer says its new antiviral pill is highly effective at keeping COVID patients alive and out of the hospital. The company says it is so effective that a panel of experts recommended the study end early so the drug could be submitted to the FDA for approval. Let's bring in Dr. Lena Wen, emergency physician and professor at George Washington University. She's on Skype. And Dr. Wen, are you as optimistic about this pill as Pfizer seems to be?
Well, I am, if the data turn out exactly how they are presented, as in this is another one of these information by press release, as in we don't have the data. However, if it indeed is true that this antiviral medication will reduce hospitalization and death by 89%, that's really important. Although I do want to add that this only works, it seems, if given early on in the course of someone's symptoms. And that means that we also need to have widespread testing available in order to diagnose individuals and get them started on this pill.
This is the second pill of its kind. Merck announced its own last month, but the Pfizer pill does appear, at least as of now, to be more effective than Merck's. Do you see a significant difference between these two, and how do they work?
Yeah, so both of these are antiviral medications, although they work in slightly different ways. One of the reasons why I think many people would be more optimistic potentially about the Pfizer antiviral medication is that, unlike Merck, it doesn't seem to have a danger of being mutagenic, meaning that the Merck pill, one of the concerns with it is that could it cause some damage to cellular DNA? This is the reason why in England, for example, it's not recommended for pregnant women or women who are looking to become pregnant. The Pfizer new antiviral medication doesn't seem like it would have that kind of effect. I do want to remind people that, as excited as we are about treatment, and yes, we absolutely need to have oral treatment options available, that treatment is not prevention. That right now we have a way to prevent people from contracting COVID, spreading it to others, and getting ill, and that's the vaccine. Vaccines are important too, and we have to remember that prevention and treatment need to go hand in hand.
So, Dr. Wen, you bring me to my next point. Exactly. I said that the weapons that we have to fight this disease really are growing. We have the vaccines, of course, that you just mentioned, and now several of these antivirals, potentially, if they're approved. How do you take all of these together and their ability to end this pandemic?
We need to accept as a country that we're not going to end COVID-19 anytime soon, as in we're not going to be able to get to zero COVID. We're not going to be able to eradicate COVID. And therefore, we have to figure out how we can live with it in a way that we really don't want this to be this existential emergency. We have to figure out how can we incorporate this understanding of risk into our lives. And I think we can do that with three things. One is vaccination to try to prevent COVID in the first place. The second is recognizing that some people are still going to remain unvaccinated. We have to save their lives and also prevent them from overwhelming our hospitals. That's why this oral pill is so important. Also, ideally, this oral treatment is going to be able to be made available for people who are vaccinated, but who may be particularly vulnerable, because some of those individuals may still get seriously ill, and so preventing them from needing to be hospitalized will be another important tool in our toolbox. But the third part that's key to it
Dr. Wen, I do need to cut you off. I am sorry. Dr. Lena Wen, emergency physician and professor at George Washington University, thank you so much.
Thank you.